And we are back. I'm Jimmy Krupka, and welcome to Arc City. Arc City is presented by Ski Racing Media. Also, a shout out to Sync Performance and the World Cup Dreams Foundation for supporting me this season. Today, we're going to start off with Colton Sankey, who is the captain of the Dartmouth College club ski team, and he gives us a little overview of USCSA skiing. Then we hop on over to Noah Wilson, who is trying his hardest to get a club ski team approved at Middlebury College. I also did some digging. It's a fascinating case, so stay tuned for those nuggets that I discovered at the end. But for now, without any further ado, Colton Sankey, welcome to Arc City.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So, Colton, you just graduated. You were, correct me if I'm wrong, you were captain of the Dartmouth club ski team, right?
That is correct, yeah. For the last 2 years.
Last 2 years. Was it 4 years on the club ski team?
Yeah, our freshman year was a little bit odd because USCSA wasn't doing anything with COVID. So it was kind of just a local practice with the team kind of thing at the skiway. But all 4 years, okay. Yeah.
Gotcha. So and I like your story too, because I remember racing against you in FIS races when you were, did you do a PG year at Steamboat?
I did, yeah.
Okay. So you were kind of on that track of like possibly could have skied D1, but you wanted to go to Dartmouth, right? Is that?
Yeah. So going into my PG year, I had deferred my acceptance from Dartmouth for a year. And so I was really hopefully trying to make the Dartmouth team, but was keeping my options open to ski elsewhere. And then when it kind of all didn't pan out, I just decided that Dartmouth was the place to be.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. But the beautiful thing about USCSA club skiing is that there's a second option to the varsity team at Dartmouth, like at a lot of schools. And there's a lot of schools out there that don't have a varsity D1 team, but they have a club ski team. So you chose that option. You did 4 years at Dartmouth, and it was no fun at all.
Well, I'm sure about that.
No. From my understanding, it's pretty fun. And so this is partly why I'm doing this podcast is I think there's a lot of kids in your situation who they invest a lot of time and or money into the sport, and then they get to college or they get to this crossing point of where do I go to college, and the ski team, like, doesn't matter where I go if I still want to keep skiing. And I don't think a lot of people don't realize that the answer is yes, you can keep ski racing. Can you walk me through the basics of USCSA? For example, do you have to qualify to make the team?
Yes.
At least at Dartmouth.
Specifically at Dartmouth, no. So we actually are very welcoming to all abilities of skiing. The one prerequisite is that you do have to be able to safely get yourself down the mountain before joining the team. We are not there to teach you how to ski. We are there to teach you how to ski fast. And I know a lot of our captains and other people are really happy to kind of help take the things that they've learned in their early skiing careers and pass it on to these new members who maybe have skied recreationally growing up, but not necessarily competitively and in gates and trying to go fast.
Yeah. Or maybe they did like a high school program in Massachusetts, but they didn't go to an academy.
Exactly. Yeah.
Gotcha. So there's a pretty, it's pretty easy to join the team. Does it cost anything? Or at least at Dartmouth?
So Dartmouth is awesome in terms of our club ski team is actually part of the Dartmouth Adding Club. And so we get funding from them every year to go to these races. And so I would say races are generally, the ones that are close to home are probably about $30 to $40 to go to. The ones that are far away and overnight are maybe closer to $150. But in terms of the big world of ski racing, very affordable to be on the team. And another great thing about Dartmouth is their financial aid packages apply to all of this funding. So if you're on 50% financial aid at the college, you're only paying 50% of what the college would generally ask you to go to each of these races.
Gotcha. And do you know if it's similar at other schools where there's a decent bit of funding and it's not too expensive to be a part of the team?
From the friends I made on the USCSA circuit in my few years, talking to them, it sounds like there's a decent amount of money out there from each of the schools just to help kids go to races and have fun.
And it seems like at most schools, I know at Dartmouth, there's a pretty good amount of, I know because I donated a few pairs of skis. I know there's a decent amount of skis and equipment floating around in the locker room, basically, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we've gotten a couple donations from you, from your cousin, Lizzie. Just old members who tried to sell their skis for $50 to someone and no one bought them, so they decided to just give them to the team. Yeah, we've got a decent number of skis, poles, shin guards, all the stuff you would need to become a real racer, just kind of floating around that we will rent out for the weekend or for the season.
Oh, nice. That's perfect. I mean, that's what you need, especially if you have someone who doesn't have the right gear. I'm sure you see people out there though skiing on like freestyle twin tips, right?
Oh, I've seen people race on 105 underfoot powder skis and putting them in like a 10-meter slalom course. Oh boy.
Certainly. I mean, the East has to be the worst too, because the East is where it gets icy sometimes. It's got to be, you know, some people I'm sure aren't tuning.
Oh, most people aren't tuning. I brought out our team actually has an Evo and a Swix tuning.
Oh, like the little handheld, device.
And yeah. I pulled it out in front of some freshmen before, and it kind of sparks up as you slide it along the edges, and they're a little too scared to use it. And they're like, I think my skis are fine, actually. I'll just rock with it.
Nice. That's good. So what is it? Is it like a one race per weekend throughout the winter?
Yeah. So we have, specifically for our division, we race in the Thompson division, which is kind of alongside UVM, UNH, BC, Tufts, Northeastern, WPI, kind of a big Boston cohort of schools. And we have six races throughout the winter. Kind of 2 days each weekend, two runs each day, kind of a standard race weekend.
Is it slalom and GS or what?
Yeah, slalom and GS. Kind of with that Boston section of schools, it's hard to get up to places that can host a good GS. So we tend to err a little bit more on the side of slalom, but we do race both.
Gotcha. Okay. Is it, what's the course setting like compared to you coming from FIS?
It's definitely, the GSs are a little tighter. I'll say that. I've tried to race them on my 30 meter FIS skis, and that was a bit of a difficult task. Okay. But I believe the course setter comes from WPI, and that's a team that doesn't have a D1 team. So that's kind of their varsity team, and their coach is great at setting. So generally the courses turn out pretty good.
Okay, gotcha. As opposed to, they've got a coach, as opposed to, for instance, a team like Dartmouth where you guys are on your own, right?
Yeah. So we have floated the idea around for the last couple of years of picking up a volunteer coach. I know one of my fellow captains had a chemistry professor that used to coach ski racing, and he was interested in coming around a couple times. And I know a guy that I worked with in the residential operations unit, he coaches out in Queechee with some younger people, and he had talked about maybe coming out with those a couple of times, and neither of those really worked out. But I think we have fun and we get it done ourselves pretty well. So.
Yeah. And so what, you have training maybe sometimes throughout the week?
Yeah, so we train every Tuesday and Thursday after classes. There's one class block that we just tell everyone, hey, don't take this class block. We're going to head up to the skiway, set some gates in the ground, and ski for a few hours.
Nice. Okay.
It's always a blast.
Okay. What's the relationship like with the varsity team? Do you guys ever chat with them, talk to them, see them on the mountain?
Our training times differ pretty heavily. I developed a bit of a relationship with JP, the men's coach, over my 4 years, and chatted with John a few times. It's generally a pretty good relationship. Sometimes they give us some free things. I know they had a big shipment of tuning stuff that contained 60 of whatever you could possibly need. And JP sent me an email, said, hey, come by my office anytime, like pick some of this up. They gave us a couple of free old speed suits. So it's a good relationship, but we don't generally work with them too heavily.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay. Oh, cool. And then from my understanding, like you guys do these skits. What's the deal with the Finnish skits? Like the top three skiers from each.
Yeah. So this is something that it's coined as the show. And So the second run of all these races, instead of being a flip 30, which I know most people, especially me coming from out west, is very accustomed to, they take the Finnish order and they completely reverse it. So if you were the slowest skier in the first run, you will go first in the second run. And then out of that order, they pull the fastest three students from each school and put them at the end as a group. And so if you and your two buddies from school are the fastest three, you all run back to back to back towards the end of the order. And when you get down to the Finnish corral, you know, people do all sorts of skits at the bottom because you've got all three of you there. I've seen people go bowling with their helmets. I've seen people kick a field goal. I've seen people sword fight. It's all sorts.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's
that's fun. It's a good time. Is anyone ever get hurt? Like, is this, or is this just kind of feel like a good natured thing that?
I think in my time, I only saw two or three proper injuries, on the course. I think it's skiing inherently, like you're taking some risk going out there. But I think most people are pretty comfortable just skiing within the realm that they know how to ski and not kind of pushing it maybe a little bit to the limit. So I think it's generally a little bit less injury prone than normal racing, but.
Yep. Nice. Okay. Damn. I'm trying to think of any more questions. Is there anything you feel like you found out about this, or either you love or you hate about USCSA that you didn't know before you dip your toes in?
I think my favorite thing about it was being able to meet people from different schools and kind of see them week after week, which I'm sure happens on the D1 circuit as well, just because, you know, carnivals, you're seeing a lot of the same people. But it was always a friendly competition. There was always, like, I met a few people and we would always banter a little bit about, like, oh, you know, don't get me today. Like, you got me yesterday, I've got you today. But no one was ever really too worried about how the results panned out. Especially for us at Dartmouth, there is a regionals and a nationals that we're unfortunately not allowed to qualify for.
There's a D1 team at your school?
Yes. Yeah, so as far as I've learned, in trying to make it so we can qualify for that. Our club team was originally, and I'm talking back in like, I think the 90s, early 2000s, was created as a development squad to the varsity team. And I did not find any archives of that being true, but I'm not saying it's not. But because of that, us, UVM, and UNH, which are the three teams that have varsity teams, we just aren't able to qualify for regionals. So we kind of race as what they call guest teams in the division.
Interesting. Okay. So you did your own little deep dive at one point to try to figure out if you could change things a little bit.
Yeah. So I had befriended one of the captains at UNH, and we were both interested in trying to get our teams to regionals, nationals. I think it was the year that nationals was out in Mammoth, and we were both really excited about that. And, yeah. We kind of talked to the division, talked to our schools, and none of it really worked out with all those moving pieces. So I'm not sure exactly if the rules are there for changing or if they're there for good, but as of now, we are not allowed to be there.
Oh, that's a shame. Does it typically happen that the top three teams in USCSA races you compete in, are they UVM, UNH, and Dartmouth?
I would say not exactly. I think UNH pulls some good skiers, but Northeastern generally is very quick. And then WPI, I think, takes their team much more serious than maybe the rest of us do. Like I said, they have a coach, which certainly helps. They have some former FIS racers. And I think they might be the two quickest on average.
Okay. Because I'm just trying to think if you guys were just beating the socks off everyone, you three, then that gives reason. But if you're in the mix with other teams, I mean, maybe this podcast is also about trying to get you guys, to regionals and nationals. I don't know if I'm biting off more than I can chew with that political endeavor as well. But okay. Well, you've given us a lot to think about, and you've given us a great intro to my previously recorded interview with Noah, who is trying to get this Middlebury club ski team started. At the end of every podcast interview, no matter how small, even though ours was like 15 minutes, I give our guests a chance to say one thing, anything they want, and the floor is yours.
Oh, boy. My one thing that I will speak to the listeners is that ski racing is a wonderful community. And I think no matter your choices of where to go to school, kind of how to go about your schooling, sticking around in the ski racing community is 100% worth it, because everyone in it is awesome.
All right, Noah Wilson, welcome to Arc City.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Let's get moving here into your dilemma, Noah. You are going to Middlebury. There is no ski team, and you have these ski skills and ski passion. So why, first of all, is there not a club team at Middlebury?
So yeah, obviously we have a very competitive D1 team. We even have a club Nordic team, and we do have some other ski clubs that are within the school. So there's like tele skiing and like free ride skiing, but there's even like a ski and ride club, but there is no competitive ski racing specific team. And so the reason behind that is that there've been numerous different attempts that I've heard and, you know, I've talked to some of these people that have tried to start teams, and in the end, it comes down to, you know, issues of funding. So kind of money. And then also the argument that we would be copying a pre-existing Division One, we'd be copying a sport that our school already has. And then I think liability is the third one. So that, you know, this is obviously dangerous. You know, you can get hurt in ski racing, just like any sport. And that the school doesn't want to be liable for those injuries. And I can see where that comes from, but I definitely have some kind of some issues with that, or just have my own idea with that.
Okay.
That could be mitigated, but yeah.
So it's fair to say that you maybe disagree with the administration on a few of these things, and you're looking to change their minds.
I think so. Yeah. Just that it could be done at least. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so have you spoken, you've spoken to the administration, and this is the feedback that you've gotten?
Yes. So yeah, I went in about, I want to say it might've been, so right now it's April. I think I want to say about March, early March, I think I went in with a big slide deck and with some data. And so I, you know, did a survey for the school and found out that just like people who responded, I got 35 people responses that are like, yes, I'd be really interested in joining the team. And this is a school that has, you know, 2,500 students. So it's a pretty small school. And for that to be a club, like that's a pretty substantial number. I want to say like the rugby team has about that many like active athletes.
35 is a big number for a ski club.
It's a big number for our school. Yeah. And so that's promising. So I brought that to them, and then, you know, came in with some, I got creative with like raising money. So I've got some sponsorships in town locally, and then even some support from some companies like Skeeta. And then,
oh wait, I just want to pause you there. Sorry to interrupt. Yeah. So you've gone to some businesses in town and some brands and said, will you guys put up some money and we'll promote you or put you on a jacket or something?
Yes. Yeah. So that's pretty much exactly what I've done. So like, for example, like Skeeta isn't an official sponsor, but they're like, well, hey, if you ever have a race and you want to have a raffle, we'll totally donate, you know, items and stuff like that. But then, yeah, you know, there's some companies in town, like a coffee shop and a inn and a couple others that are like, that have told me figures that they would be willing to give. And so, yeah, and so I came in with that to the administration, and they actually said, and I brought up the idea of like team skis and equipment, and they were, I think they were really in favor of it. And they're like, I love this. I love, you know, this idea, but here's these things that we're running into. And I think to some extent it is due to that. I think there's also some like higher power that's kind of limiting this too. Cause if it's, you know, we keep running into the same issues, then there is kind of something else that has to do with the, I think the actual, like the ski team at school. I think there's some opposition, but.
And it's opposition is, to be clear, is not coming from like members of the ski team, but it has more to do with the fact that there already is a ski team. And so they don't see the need for quote unquote another one.
Yeah. And so I think the issue there is, so we have our head coach for the Division One team. His name is Stever. He's a really great guy. I mean, he's coached, you know, Allie Nullmeyer. She's an Olympian and great World Cup skier. And then Eric Arvidsson, who's another great World Cupper. And so, and many other amazing athletes. And so awesome guy, but I think he personally, and I want to talk to him more about this, but thinks that having this team would devalue the current team, just like kind of too much going on with that.
In the eyes of the administration, maybe the Division One ski team wouldn't get as much priority and money, maybe.
So. And which is, you know, I see like how that could be a concern, but definitely, you know, they're funded totally separately from how we are. And so it's just like, you know, they would get priority lane space. They would get the same things. I think we just are trying to work around them. But it's definitely a challenge. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I see, I see there are politics involved and there are lots of moving pieces above your head.
Yeah.
Hmm. And then liability, is that a real one? Like, have they said, oh, we're going to need insurance or you need to find insurance or anything like that?
Yeah. And so it's interesting because, so the school I learned, I think like a lot of schools are insured by some external like company, but Middlebury, I guess, insures themselves. So I think I don't totally understand how that works, but they insure themselves.
I don't think anyone understands how insurance works.
Anyway, yeah, definitely.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Okay. Sorry.
But so I think there's just an issue like that would cost them a lot more money to also be insuring like another high risk sport. But, you know, I don't know, because like all these other colleges do it and we have the funding, it seems, to be able to do that. So
there are plenty of small colleges that make it work as well. It's not it's not unique that Middlebury is 2,000, 3,000 kids. Like there are other colleges that have, I want to say what Bowdoin is probably.
Bowdoin, Colby. They,
They're all small. Okay.
Definitely. Yeah.
So what, where do we go from here? But I mean, I'm making the podcast and I'm looking right at Middlebury.
Yes.
Make this thing happen.
Yeah. Well, but, so I think there's a couple different options. So if I was like, okay, that's valid. Let's see where we can move on from here. I think that would mean starting the team as a nonprofit. So maybe not connected fully to the school. And I know it's either Boston College or BU that has done this, and they're still in the division, still in USCSA, but they're not officially college sponsored. So that's one option. We could also team up with a program like our local ski club, or maybe like Mad River, or like Cochran's, and so kind of latch onto them and be our own program. Or, you know, if enough people, you know, enough like parents, enough alumni, enough people who have a say, get in contact with the administration, with the school, and say like, hey, you know, I don't understand what's going on here. Like, you know, we really support this team and we want you guys to support it as well. I think that would also work. And that's kind of the direction that I'm leaning. So kind of trying to be an official club. I think that's by far the best option.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So any alums out there who are interested in this story, I'll put your contact, I'll put your contact info in the description of this podcast so people can reach out to you, ask you questions, kind of figure out the situation and see what they can do to help. As a journalist who tries to be objective and investigative, I would love to hear from Stever to give him a voice from the administration, because I am curious, like if there is merit in what their argument is, in that it would take away from the A team, the Division I team. I guess the only, and it must be a situation unique to Middlebury, because I know that when I skied for Dartmouth, the club team was, it did not interfere in any way with
and
us
we
as the Division I team.
Or we would do our, you know, definitely wouldn't want to interfere in any way. So,
yeah.
But yeah.
Gotcha. So I guess, you know, we've covered a lot of distance in a short amount of time. Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about?
Yeah. I mean, as far as about the club, if anyone's interested in kind of pursuing it further or checking it out, we have a website and Instagram. So our website is www.midclubalpine.com, and there's two D's in mid, and then same for the Instagram. So midclubalpine, at midclubalpine on Instagram. So you can find us there. But yeah, you know, currently we're just kind of, I'm planning around this and still trying to raise awareness at the school and just kind of marketing the team and setting a goal for starting next fall and winter and kind of putting in some work over the spring right now and summer to bring all the pieces together. So still trying to host events. Like we had an interest meeting a couple weeks ago and trying to get some team dry land or team activities together. Mm-hmm. So this spring, like we'll probably do some lifting, maybe some mountain biking, things like that. And so I think just at least getting the community together and getting people interested so that they too can kind of be like, hey, yeah, we should have this. We should focus on this and like we support it. And so, yeah, I think just kind of right now, just kind of raising awareness and getting mm-hmm. people stoked about the team is kind of mm-hmm. what's happening right now. Yeah.
Gotcha. So I like this podcast story because, you know, every time I put a podcast out, I don't want to get meta here, but I'm going to do it. Every time I put a podcast out, I want it to be for a purpose. I don't want to put content out there just to put content out, which is why people may have noticed that I post like once a month. And I like this one, and I feel like the purpose of this one is not only to raise awareness for this Club Alpine Genesis effort, but also for people out there who are at a school that doesn't have a club team who love ski racing and go, wait, Noah's doing this. I could do it as well. So what would your tips be? Number one, what would your tips be for creating a club team? Where do you start?
Yeah. Well, so I actually got inspired to do this. Well, so I think it was something that I was passionate about when I got into this school. I was like, well, hey, I love the school because of the academics, and we've got our own ski mountain that's like 20 minutes away. So yeah, I came here for the skiing and for the academics, but I was kind of like, dang, like, you know, that kind of ends my ski racing career, so to speak. But no, I was inspired by, I have a friend who goes or who graduated from St. Michael's College up in Burlington. He started their club ski team. He was on, his name is Otto Vanderhoff, and he was on their Division I team. But I think it was a lot to juggle with Division I racing and pursuing his degree. And so he kind of wanted to start a team so he could kind of have this fun outlet to do the ski racing still. And so I gave him a call and talked to him about how he started it. And so I think that together with how I've been going about this is kind of a good combo. So I think, you know, just really making an important thing is making friends with people and not, you know, so, you know, making friends with the administration and with the community and with, you know, people. Like I feel like I've met a lot of people just through this, like coaches and people at local businesses and alumni. And so you want to have a network that supports you and to not make any enemies. So luckily I don't think I've made any enemies, but just, you know, just listen and learn from other people about how they have done it, but don't give up. So a lot of people
don't give up.
A lot of people are going to tell you no, like, you know, oh, it's too dangerous, or we already have a team or whatever, but you think you just got to stick to like the reason why you're doing it, which is like ski racing is like my favorite thing ever. And I want to be able to do that with my friends. And so just kind of remember why you're doing it. I know that sounds kind of cliche, but
no. I mean, cliches are the truest things out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember why you're doing it. Don't give up. Sorry, I cut you off. Continue.
No, that's
finish your last word.
But yeah, you know, remember why you're doing this and don't give up. And just, I think you're going to meet a lot of people in the process who, I mean, for example, like I met at the carnival Eric Arvidsson and RCS, Ryan Cochran Siegel, because they were just out there. And I got Eric, I told him about, you know, what was happening. And he was like, oh, this is awesome. Like, and I got him to shoot a video for us. Like, he's like, hey, go support Mid Club Alpine. Mm-hmm. Here's their Instagram. Here's whatever. And so it's just, and you know, this podcast too, like I probably didn't ever think that I'd be on this. But I think just like kind of reaching out.
The criteria used to be you had to win a World Cup, but I've lowered the criteria.
I haven't done that yet, but you know, we'll see how.
But if you can train for 4 years at Middlebury Club ski team, then maybe you will.
Maybe I'll get that elusive spot, you know, but, but yeah, but no, I think just those resources and, you know, getting out into the ski racing community and raising awareness is huge. So just stick to
definitely.
It.
And somehow, and you mentioned gathering support, getting people interested. Yes. You know, you have those 35 people to create a huge club with, mm-hmm. and somehow convincing the powers that be that this is beneficial for their school. I mean, if I'm talking to a school, I'm telling them, hey, like, there are a huge number of people that, if you're at a college that has a ski mountain near it, then the amount of people that are going to that college that ski, number one, maybe interested in ski racing, number two, actually ski race, and the fact that they're there and wanting to, you know, express that outlet, if you can sell kids on that, like, that's just another selling point from your school. That's another way to make your school more fun, more engaging. If I say so myself, ski racing is a very, not just a fun sport, but also a sport that, whatever, cliches, it teaches you a lot, you know? I don't think there's a downside to having, a club team. And the effort continues. I guess to conclude this, if you go to college in any state with a ski mountain, you can probably ski USCSA. And if your school doesn't have a team, be like Noah Wilson and try to start one.
Yeah.
Noah, it was great having you on the podcast. You know how it goes. Here is your time to talk about whatever you want.
All right. Thanks, Jimmy. Yeah. I mean, I've kind of already said this, but I'd love it if everyone visited us, gave us a follow on social media. And, you know, if anyone, any alums, any interested listeners, any, you know, World Cup skiers, let's say, how about Atlet? I want you to give us a follow. And, but no, anyone who's interested, give us a follow, reach out. But yeah, no, thanks so much.
This whole thing smells a bit fishy. So I did some digging, some investigative journalism, if you will. And I know the Middlebury Alpine men's team head coach, Stephen Bartlett, so I sent him an email. He responded, but he declined to comment. And so I kept digging. Peter Lang, publisher at Ski Racing Media, emailed someone that he knew who was involved with Middlebury. I won't go into specifics for now, but it seems as if there may be some alums who want to get involved with the process of moving the sticky pieces that have been in place and creating a club team at Middlebury. But I will keep you updated on the story as it unfolds. And I have to tell you before we go, this whole process of just being a little investigative, pushing some pieces, has been thrilling for me. And so I may not do it this season, but there's a lot going on with FIS. There's a lot going on with the powers that be in ski racing. And who knows? Maybe when I don't have a ski career on the line, I'll do a little more digging. But for now, this brings us to the end of our time here together. Until next time, don't forget to think about arcs, dream of snow, and start a club ski team if there isn't one, wherever you are. I'm Jimmy Kripka, and thank you for visiting Arc City.